Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners, good morning.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
2.8 to the negative. Are we worried about this?
Yeah, I mean, look, your agri sector has been the shining light in the economic landscape, hasn't it? And I think a lot of us, myself included, enjoyed the joie de vivre evident at the field days last week. But I think there is guarded optimism that this sort of strong run of global prices in the sector, right across the sector, will continue. And in that vein, the global dairy trade auction was run in the early hours of this morning. If I look at what the futures pricings have been doing since the last auction in early June, they have been soft. So you got sort of a slightly weaker lead into last night, and we have ended up with a slightly softer outcome. Yeah, global dairy trade price index has fallen 2.8%. It is now 7.4% lower than the peak we saw in that price index in March, and the weakness is in the core commodities, and I think that will draw a little bit of attention. So skim milk powder fell 3.6%, whole milk powder 3.1% lower, almost all the commodities across the auction falling in price. That skim milk powder price, Mike, it's been sort of quite strong. It's one thing that's been lifting up the price index. They've been well supported this year. The average price last night is the lowest since March. It's still broadly within the range, but I think attention is going to be sort of sharpened now on this. Whole milk powder, lowest average price level also since February. Will the forecast farm gate milk price get examined? I think there'll be a few calculators running numbers there. I don't think there's any cause for concern right now, but no. I do think there's going to be heightened interest in the next couple of auctions.
And a lot of interest yesterday. We see a pause. This is a pause that's not over, is it, in Australia?
Well, it all depends on how they're in a watch and wait sort of mode. So Reserve Bank of Australia reviewed their cash rate yesterday. So you've got Federal Reserve tomorrow, also reviewing Fed funds rate, first meeting for new chair Kevin Warsh, as you said, Bank of England later in the week, and Bank of Japan lifting their policy rate last night. It's a busy week. The RBA hold was expected. I think that's what the market was looking at. But Mike, the narrative's changing a little bit across the Tasman. This was a unanimous decision, so no dissensions. There was a clearly delivered warning that the RBA will not hesitate to lift the cash rate further if inflation or inflation expectations become too sort of prevalent or embedded or anchored, I think is the term they use. You've got to recognise financial conditions are now a lot tighter in Australia than they were at the start of the year. So we've had three interest rate hikes. They're now going to see what happens as the impact of some of those price hikes feeds through, or sort of cash rate hikes feed through. They've got stagflation concerns, Mike. I mean, inflation is elevated, but the economy is tipped to weaken, and now you've got chinks in the seemingly impervious Australian housing market. Certainly at the press conference, the impact of the tax changes of the recent budget were raised with Governor Bullock. She did comment that inflation was lifting prior to the Middle East conflict, so it's not just a story of conflict-related inflation. The market took it pretty much in their stride yesterday, so the share market was unchanged, interest rates and the currency were stable. But you've got warning flags over there, Mike. You've got warning flags around the housing market, right, around inflation, around the labour market, and probably growth in the second quarter as well. So all is not golden.
No, it is not.
Tasman.
It is no wonder they're coming home now.
That's right.
Now, I'll tell you what I'm bullish on also. I only looked at, you got more numbers, but I only looked at the food. The food's almost within the band. In other words, the inflationary drama that was coming doesn't appear to be quite as alarmist as they might have thought.
Interesting story, isn't it? So yeah. Stats New Zealand provided a month release of a number of components of the quarterly CPI calculation yesterday. So 47% of CPI components represent in this monthly data. It gives you a good picture of developing inflation story. So essentially you've got April, May, you've got two-thirds of half the inflation calculation. Yeah, general response out there is that inflation pressures may be just a tad weaker than the most recent RBNZ forecast. They were at 4.2, could be a little bit lower. You're right. I mean, petrol and diesel, they fell, those prices fell, and they were obviously very volatile. Yeah, food prices, 3.2%, almost there. Rose 1% in the quarter. However, there are some pockets of sort of nastiness in the meat, poultry and fish for your protein lovers, up 6.9%. There is no rental inflation, Mike. Rents aren't going anywhere, but energy prices, electricity and gas, both double digits. But yes, a snippet, a sliver of good news there.
Yeah, I'm increasingly bullish about what's going on here. What are the numbers?
Okay, so all a bit mixed here. So the Dow Jones is up 414 points, 0.8%, 52,084, but the other two US indices down.
Why?
The tech sector coming off a little bit. SpaceX isn't, because SpaceX is still going through the roof, but we're just seeing those chip makers, the semiconductors come off, but they should because they've gone up so much recently. Anyway, the Nasdaq's down 0.57%, 26,532. The FTSE 100 gained 0.6 overnight, 10,494. The Nikkei virtually unchanged, 69,404. Shanghai Composite virtually unchanged, 4091. The Aussies, as I said yesterday, gained 4 points, 8917. We did, however, gain almost 0.5% on the Index 50, 13,426. 0.5837 is the Kiwi against the US, 0.8254 Aussie, 0.5027 Euro, 0.4347 pounds, 93.65 Japanese yen, gold $4,339, and here you go.
Here we go. Seven.
$78.65. Iran can sell their oil, the US has said.
We are on the way. Nice to see you, mate. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.